Awesome. Very, very good. And who is this King of Glory? That's Psalm 24, right? He came as a baby in a manger, lived a perfect life, died, rose again from the dead, now lives to make intercession for us. But one day, he's coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the great Psalm. Ephesians chapter 5 is where we'll be at tonight. Ephesians chapter 5. And we'll take a few minutes here. And all I know at a candlelight service is to remind us of the light and to challenge us to be a light. So the message is pretty simple, but what a great reminder. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the world. Paul phrases it this way. He says, walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, this is Isaiah 60, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. I'm glad when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I was given light. It's like the lights came on in my life and in my soul and in my spirit. The light came on. Jesus Christ is the light. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you again for the opportunity we have to come together. Pray, Lord, that you bless this time. Lord, again, let us see the significance of being a light. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus is the light. In John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And he says also in John 9, he says, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. John 12, then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of the light. I'm a child. I'm a children of the light. We are children of the light. I am come a light, he said in John 12:46. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. The Bible describes those who are lost, those who have not accepted Christ as their Savior. They describes them as being blinded. It describes them as being in darkness. And it is Christ who brings light. Like I said, he's the one that flips the light switch on in our lives. John chapter 1 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. By the way, he's talking about John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light. Talking about John the Baptist was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light, Jesus Christ. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. By the way, every man is born. Every man, all mankind, men, women, everybody with me? I always say that. When the Bible mentions men or it mentions mankind, most of the time it's talking about men and women. He lights every person that comes in the world. Everyone is born in this world with a small amount of light. And the Bible talks about the law of God being stamped on every heart. I am telling you, Jesus Christ is the light. And to go from darkness to light requires that we accept Christ as our Savior. And that's why he came into the world. In other words, Christ's one mission of coming into the world was to spread the light, to turn people from the darkness unto light. And we see that desperately needed today, don't we? Paul, who was Saul, as he was on the road to Damascus, saw the light. Remember that? And he was gloriously saved. Here was Paul. Here was Saul, who was threatening the church and killing Christians and all these things. And then one day on the road to Damascus, he saw the light. In fact, he said it was as bright as the noonday sun. And the Lord spoke unto him there. He saw the light. Acts chapter 26, it says that Paul was sent to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, talking about the Gentiles. That Jesus came to not only open the eyes and give light to the Jew, but also to us, Gentiles. There may be some Jews present, I do not know. But if you're not a Jew, the Bible classifies you as a Gentile. And he came to give light to Jew and Gentile. We know that Paul was a great torch, a great light for the cause of Christ until his death. What a light he was. We must see the light. We must walk in the light. We must see the light. We must walk in the light. By the way, he's willing to give light to everyone freely. The sun is free, right? S-U-N. Walk outside, the sun's free. Don't cost anything. Well, putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ costs you nothing. And to receive the light costs you nothing. It's simply putting your faith, believing and trusting in Him and Him alone as your only means of salvation. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Those who come to Jesus receive the eternal life, receive the light freely. The benefits of receiving the life is eternal life. The benefits of receiving the light is eternal life. When I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, I received eternal life. I received it freely, and I received it for all eternity. I'm thankful that I also received the Holy Spirit who is there to guide me and lead me into all truth, there to lighten my way. I'm glad I have the Bible to lighten my path, but I'm glad the Holy Spirit's there to guide me in that way, to lead and direct me. He came into the world as a light to take those who were in darkness and to give them light. And now there truly is sunshine in my soul today. You know the old song, there is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky. For Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows His smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There's sunshine in my soul today because Jesus gave me light. I hope tonight you know and you've accepted Christ as your Savior and received the light. And receive the light. I think of so many other songs as I think about little children's songs that I learned growing up, but we won't go through all those. The light. We were taught early on that Jesus Christ is the light. He is the light of the world. Secondly, not only must we see the light, but we must do something with that light. In other words, we've been challenged to walk in the light. And we read that a moment ago there in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. To walk in the light. How do we do that? How do we walk in that light? How do we walk as children of the light? Well, we do that by following the Savior. We do this by not necessarily following a set of rules. And we understand that Christianity is not a religion. It's not a set of rules. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can literally sum up everything into that popular phrase, what would Jesus do? That is a biblical principle. That is a biblical truth that we ought to follow in His steps. As we think about being a light, as we think about showing forth the light, we ought to remember that in order to do that, we must walk in the light. Walk in the light. 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. I know this is very simplistic, but here it is. If you are right with God and you're in proper fellowship with the Lord, your relationship with your fellow man will be right as well. Teenagers, kids tonight, if you are right with God, if you are in fellowship with the Lord, and your relationship with the Lord is where it should be, then you'll get along with your parents. You'll get along with your neighbor. You'll get along with the other kids and young people around you. Adults, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. It means if we are right with the Lord, we get along with each other. And more often than not, when we are out of fellowship with God, we find ourselves being out of sorts with other people. I want to challenge you. Walk in the light. Keep your eyes on Jesus. As we approach the new year, keep your eyes on Jesus. If you've gotten off track a little bit, get back on track. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Walk in the light. Fellowship with Him. He desires that. Just as Moses came down from Mount Sinai with his face shining, so must we keep our face in the book and keep our face to the ground, kneeling before Him. Then our face will glow as well. Now, it may not shine as Moses has literally shined, but our spirit will shine. Others will be able to tell that we've been with Jesus because of our attitude. Sometimes our attitude stinks, and we are grouchy and grumpy as Christians, and we shouldn't be. If we're walking with the Lord, if we are following the light, then there is sunshine in our soul, and we should be the happiest people on earth, and positive people as well. Yeah, I'm glad you are awake tonight. We must walk in the light. If we are to walk in the light, we must get back to the very basics. We learned this as kids in Sunday school. Sometimes I think we've taught our kids here in church, we taught them about being a five-star Christian. And that is simply having a prayer life, reading our Bibles, and understanding that the Bible is a lamp unto our feet, that it's the path that leads and directs us. To attend church faithfully can encourage you enough as we approach the new year. Be a light by being in church faithfully. Tithe and serve the Lord and tell others of Jesus. Just those very basics that we all learned, most of us learned in Sunday school. And if you're here tonight and you're a new Christian, there's the basics. That's where you start. Have a prayer time with the Lord. Read your Bible. Pray every day and you'll grow, right? We need that. As we walk in the light, by getting back to the basics, our light begins to open up in areas in our own life. In other words, as we walk with the Lord, we begin to see ourselves for who we are. And it certainly will shine the light upon our own hearts. And then we'll get right with the Lord. So, preacher, we came here for an encouraging message. The encouraging message I have for you tonight is that light dispels darkness. And when we're walking in the light, we'll notice, and it'll certainly bring to the surface the darkness that is in our own heart. The light will expose the sin in our own lives. Light helps us to see the way to follow the Savior. We must do these basics. And then if we do the basics, if we are in proper relationship with Jesus, if we are walking the light, then it will be natural. Listen, the product or the fruit of walking in the light, yes, is a holy life. But more than that, the product or the fruit of that is a desire to tell others of Jesus. If we're walking in proper relationship with the Lord, if we are walking in the light, then we will want to tell others of Jesus. Listen, we live today in a very dark world that needs a light. In fact, the only hope of America, the only hope for the world today, is the light. And listen, the only way they're going to learn of this light, they're certainly, you know, you turn the light on in a house. Me and my wife lived in a home, and the Wiggins did too, where I didn't care what you did, we always had roaches. They were just there. Water bugs, whatever you want to call them. You turn the light on at night, what do? They're gone. They you expose them to the light, they're going to the dark places. Right? Listen, the world out there, when you turn the light on, they're not naturally going to come to the light. We have to go and send the light. We have to go and give them the light. We have to go and share the light with them. Matthew chapter 5, he says, "Ye are the light of the world." Jesus speaking now. He says, "A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And we need to be a light to those around us. And the way we are to be a light is by living a godly life. There ought to be a distinction between the lost world and the world that is saved. There ought to be distinguishing marks, distinguishing characteristics of someone who knows Jesus as their Savior versus someone who does not. And I believe this is one of the things we are facing today more than ever is that Christians have come to the place, most Christians have come to the place where there is no distinction in their life versus the guy sitting next to them at work. He said, "Preacher, we came here to be encouraged. This is twice now you've done this." Listen, if the candlelight service is the light, we're challenged to be a light. In order to be a light, it's going to take some courage. it's going to offend a few people. It's going to encourage others. Listen, if you're different at work and people know that you are a Christian and you live that, when travesty or trial or testing comes in their life, guess who where they're going to come running to? It's amazing how if you will live right and do right and be that light, how you can be an encouragement to those around you and a help to those around you. Many times it seems we hide our light. I tell you, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. We should not hide our light. Philippians 2 says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." That doesn't mean you earn your salvation. It means the salvation you've already got, you need to work that out. Live it out. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life." As we hold forth the word of life, as we live a life that is without blame, then we are a light to those around us. And we live in a dark world today, maybe as dark as it's been ever, maybe. But we know that even in the 1920s and 30s, America was very dark. The Roaring Twenties. Go back and read about the Roaring Twenties. America was in immoral decay. We see that resurfacing today. My hope and my prayer is that America would see the light. Amen. And that in order for them to do that, we must be a light and we must share the light. We must share the light. We must, as Christ and as Paul, share the light. We must do our part. It costs something to do that. It costs some time. It costs some talent. It costs some treasure in order to spread the light. I read this a few years ago and I've used this before, but there was a city ordinance in some small town in Kansas who back in the 1800s wanted to light up their streets and light up so forth. So they passed an ordinance that every house must put a candle outside over their door. Well, the ordinance was passed, but everyone did it. Everybody put a candle outside their door, but nobody lit it. The city ordinance was put up again and they passed it to require all citizens to put a candle outside their door and light it. Well, they did, but they let the wind blow it out. City ordinances was passed that they must put a candle outside their door, they must light it, and they must protect it, you know, with a lamp or something to protect it. And they did it. But now we went back to the very drawing board. They had to put a candle in it. So they went back and no candle. Then they said, "Oh, you got to put a candle in it." And they lit it. But then they put a little candle in it so that it would burn out quick. Anyway, the point is, the length sometimes we go to avoid obeying the Lord's command to be a light. We sometimes put up roadblocks, allow things to get in our way because it costs something. Back then, candles were worth money. That was money. As they burned those candles, well, they just did everything they could to avoid the law. And sometimes we don't mind being a light in our own home, but it costs something to be a light outside these doors. We must be a light. We must be a light. We have received the light, and therefore we must be a light. Wherefore he saith, "Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Let us be the light and shine brightly. I won't sing it, but there's no song that says, "Let the lower lights be burning." Many times at a lighthouse, they not only had the big light shining, but they'd have lower lights along the shore to show the ship where the actual shore was at. And yes, Christ is the light. He's the lighthouse. We're those lower lights. And we're there to burn and to show people. And there to help them, to show them the path, to show them the way. Let us shine as lights and let us share the light. There's a call come ringing, oh, the restless wave. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine forevermore. We're to be a light. I believe, again, I think we're living in a dark time. One of the darkest times in America, if not the darkest time. And we need to be, we have an opportunity to be the brightest light ever. Because the darker it is, the brighter we can be. And we can make a difference today in America. The difference is going to be a light at work, the workplace. It's about stepping out these doors and being a light every day. Not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday nights, but being a light in our workplace, in our neighborhood, and at school. And to be that light we should be. Challenge you tonight, be a light. Be a light. Walk as children of the light. Walk as children of the light. Again, we see in Matthew, he says we should be that light. He says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and giveth it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven." We ought to be the light. I think the significance of the candle lighting service to me, again, we're going to point it out before it happens. And there'll be some here maybe who've never been to candle lighting service, is that one light can make a difference. I think we're in that way in America, and that we sometimes think our vote doesn't make a difference. But I think we're there. We're there to the point where one vote does matter. It ought to matter to you. It matters to me. But one light can make a significant difference. In your neighborhood, you ought to be the light. In your workplace, you ought to be the light. You can make a difference. One person, one light can make a difference. All it takes is one light. One light. Right? All right, let's take and we'll turn the hall lights off. Then I'm going to read a few scripture. I want to make sure those hall lights are off. It won't have as... Can you help me, Brother Ryan? Brother King, can you help me on that side and turn that hallway light off? Again, Matthew chapter 5, I've read it three times now. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Then it says that we are to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That we ought to be a light, not just in our neighborhood, not just at school, not just at our workplace, but that we are to be a light around the world. And so one person can make a difference. I was reading the missionary letter from the Aquilinos, I'm saying it close, to the Philippines this week. I read it 2 days ago. If you remember, the Aquilinos were the ones who are ministering to those who were living along the railroad tracks there, and then the government came in and built some homes for them, or little apartment type things, but we wouldn't even call them that here in America. Very, very low grade housing. And they've been ministering to those 35,000, 40,000 people that are just there and there. And he was saying that 4 years ago when they were there, they saw a little girl and had met this little girl who was crying, and they had tried to be a blessing to this little girl. She would have been about 6 years old. And no mama, no daddy, living, you know, from home to home with aunts and uncles. Well, here about a month ago or so, they saw her again. And it was really amazing how God brought them back together and allowed them to minister to this one little girl who was destitute, now 10 years old. And they got to minister to her. They bought her a dress and put, you know, like a little ribbon for her hair, and didn't know if she'd show up to church or not. Never been in church. And this last Sunday, or it would have been a few weeks ago, she showed up to church all dressed in that little dress and the hair. I think about this 10-year-old who is homeless. And there's thousands of them like that over there. And here is one missionary making a difference in that one girl. And he made the point that if that's all they got to do was make a difference in that one little girl, it was worth it. The Pennocks, the same way up in Alaska, I just love their ministry. Ministering sometimes just to one person. Listen, your life makes a difference, even if it's to one person. If it's being a light to one person, it'll make the world of difference, especially in eternity. In eternity. We're to be a light here. We're to be a light around the world. So, Acts 1 and verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost." Let's go ahead and turn the lights off, would you? Brother Ryan, see if we can see how dark it gets in here. Nobody's scared, all right? All right. All power is given to me. Oh, the piano light's on. Brother Wiggins, can you get that? Or I'll try to get it. Here you go. Let me lead you with the light. I'll lead you with the light. Ooh, now we're getting pretty dark. And now I can't remember where the stairs are at. Okay, I got it. All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. I'm trying to find the bottom stair. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Judea and Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and under the uttermost parts of the earth. We're to be a light. Amen? Amen? We are to be a light. And it's amazing. Now this thing ain't going to start. Y'all quit. I just telling my kids today that I'm not serious enough sometimes. It's amazing what one light will do. Nobody wants to see my ugly face, but I already have somebody scared. I'm going to come to the back. I'm going to light Brother King's. King. Brother King, you wait, okay? Brother King, would you kind of stand up for me, please? Thank you. Now hold your light up, would you? I tell you what, if your eyes will adjust just for a minute, it's amazing how much that one candle will light up that corner. Isn't that amazing? To me, now 7 years of having a candlelight service, it still amazes me how one. Now, light your wife's candle, would you? And let's take just a few minutes here. Okay, maybe light, I think it's Brother James there in front of you, light his. You think about just two or three candles, the difference it makes. Isn't that amazing? Go ahead and light Miss Holly's. And see, I can even see the faces, see? Not that I want to see them, but I'm glad I can see them. Isn't it amazing? All right, now stop there for a second. So that's four candles, in the five candles in this big auditorium. And look at the difference it makes. Isn't that amazing to you? Is it amazing? Is it just me, or... That's pretty cool, isn't it? I mean, that five lights can make that much difference in an auditorium that seats 600 or 700. And I'm telling you, in your own life, you can make this kind of impact at work, in your office. You can make this kind of impact in your neighborhood. You can make this impact at school. It takes just a little bit of light to make a difference. By the way, we have the same kind of light with the Aquilinas over in Philippines. We get to share our light all the way over there. It's amazing. My eyes have adjusted. I can already see the row over here to my left. I can see the center row of the church. Isn't that amazing? Go ahead and start lighting them, and we'll send it across here. We'll send it to left to right. We'll do this pretty quick, or the... We'll end up with wax on stuff. Y'all can do that. Y'all got it. It's coming across there. Here it comes. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while I'm with you, while I am with you, I have the light. Let darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of the light. John 12, he said, I am a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. Then he says there in John 1, that was the true light which lighteth every man, that would be mankind, that cometh into the world. Then again he repeats in Matthew that ye are the light of the world. Again, just the challenge is that Jesus Christ is the light. I believe that light on the first day of creation was the theophany of Jesus Christ appearing, and he was that light on the very first day. I believe that the Shekinah glory there in the temple was God again embracing or showing forth himself as light. Jesus Christ arrives on the scene, and he says, I am the light of the world. And then he challenges us to be the light. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. Amen? And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let us be challenged to be a light to those around us. All right. All right, let's blow them out. And then, Brother Reed, you turn the lights back on. Ready? One, two. Before. Yeah, we'll set the alarms off. Thank you guys for coming. I hope, again, just the illustration will have an impact at Christmas. I hope that tomorrow and Friday morning when you're opening gifts, that you will remember that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. I hope and pray that you'll take time, as my dad will do. I know my dad will take time to read the Christmas story to all the grandkids before all those gifts get open and all that paper starts flying. And you end up with 7 garbage bags full of wrapping paper. Let's make sure that we take time to tell our kids and the grandkids about the reason for the season. It just takes one of us. It takes all of us, again, to share that light with our kids and grandkids. Share those lights. Make sure they understand and know. All right. Let's all stand. Thank you for coming. I'm not going to give any announcements. I'm going to dismiss us in prayer. Actually, I'm going to let Brother Kelly Clark come and dismiss us. Thank you, visitor, for being here tonight. Have a merry, merry Christmas, and we'll see you Sunday. Hey, Brother Matt Holder is going to be with us Sunday, chaplain, and that we help buy the New Testaments for the officers or for the troops in Afghanistan. So he'll be with us Sunday morning. I hope you'll be here for that. All right, it'll be a real blessing to you.
Yes, let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for a country that we can come and worship you. Lord, that we can come and celebrate Christmas. Lord, such a wonderful time of year. And Lord, as we're with our family and loved ones, that we'll keep Christ ever present. And Lord, take opportunity to share the wonderful story of his birth and his sinless life. Lord, his death on the cross for a substitution for our sins. Lord, pray that we so let our light shine. Lord, be with us as we travel around as well. Keep us safe. Bring us back to your house safely. In Christ's name, amen.